Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday morning. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Cloudy and rainy this evening. We'll see a high of 55 degrees.
Don't you dare say that sticks around for Halloween and trick-or-treat. It finally falls on a Friday. Don't you dare say it.
Okay. I don't know what to do. So I'm just looking ahead to the News 5 app. Friday is cloudy and windy and a high of 51 degrees. Precipitation 24%. But Thursday is 98% precipitation.
Okay. We need that to come and go and be good for Friday.
And then do we get any... Isn't it bizarre? And I don't know. It probably goes out to the ocean, I would imagine, the way it's going. But isn't it bizarre when we get... hurricane remnants here.
Yes.
Like, how powerful is that? It's unbelievably far. My niece Reagan is booked. She's all booked to go to Jamaica like next week.
No.
I texted her yesterday. I said, please tell me that you're all over TikTok and you are. And she's in her 20s. Like, obviously, she's well versed and knows what to do. I said, please tell me that you are looking all over TikTok and everything else because I don't know how much of Jamaica is going to be left.
Right.
Let alone can you even go? She's supposed to fly, I think it's actually 2 weeks and then come back like right before Thanksgiving so she can hang out with the family for Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh.
I thought to myself, I think you will have to book elsewhere because everything that I see on my For You page and everything else because I'm watching. Air Force jets inside of the eye of this thing. I mean, I was showing you yesterday. This is
astonishing.
Unbelievable Category 5 that hit yesterday and continues to go on. It's just super sad. And I just, as you think about this rain, and once again, I believe it's probably going to go east and not hit us. But I always find that just amazing when maybe a hurricane comes up through the Gulf of Mexico. And next thing you know, 2-3 days later, it's like, oh, here's the remnants. And we're getting hammered here.
I know.
Let alone what they got in, you know, New Orleans or Western Florida or wherever it might be.
I agree with you. The fact that it's so far away, yet we will deal with it in some fashion is crazy.
All right. Let's kick off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. All right. We need a guest to start the show.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. One guest a day. Will you get it right today?
They could. Every day, that is a possibility. This is how you kick off the show. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
We are also well.
And hopeful that you will guess dead guy in an envelope correctly today.
Has anyone just said Elvis?
I don't know if anyone's just said Elvis, but that's not it.
Yeah, I'm browsing the list. Nobody said Elvis this round. Ooh, I saw something on the shelf yesterday, a possible Tasty Tuesday.
No.
Maybe something that'll wash down that pumpkin spice bacon from yesterday.
No, you're off the tee for that. You're not pulling up any new Tasty Tuesdays for a while after that bacon. That was terrible.
Thick and frothy. It's next. I saw eggnog on the shelves yesterday. Have to bring some in. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good
favorites. Why do you have to bring some in?
Dances on the tongue. So thick and frothy.
I love eggnog. It just kind of sleeps on the tongue.
It actually coats the tongue.
It does. It just sits
like
there.
Like hibernates. Just lays down. Mm-hmm. Takes a power nap on the tongue.
No dancing at all. Just a thick coating. Mm. Where did you see that? Like what?
Heaven. No, actually, we happened to be at Mark's with Izzy yesterday, and they had several varieties of the Noggy Nog out there.
Was it in the paper container or the milk jug thing?
Yeah, like the paper container. That,
I feel like that's it's even always worse because then, you know, you have to open it into that little point. And then that part, because the eggnog is so thick. I know this because my husband loves eggnog.
Oh, does he?
He requests it every year. And then that cardboard that you pour it out of gets all like soggy and gross and milky.
It does.
Yeah. Yuck.
It's so good.
Do you sprinkle a little bit of nutmeg on top?
That's next level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to, you do.
Do you have a special nog cup that you drink out of?
I don't. I will. I don't have a nog cup, but I'm always like, my dad enjoys the eggnog, so he usually points it out to me. So yesterday I saw it. I hadn't heard from him. And I said, you know, it's nog time.
Was he excited?
Yeah.
He probably had it in his calendar, his paper calendar.
Are you
from last year.
Is it a Tasty Tuesday possibility? Like, palates change every how many years? So maybe you like it now.
No. I feel like I do take a sip every year just to check, and no. I probably won't this year, because I just even thinking of it right now grosses me out. But I do have a recommendation for you, since you don't have a Nog cup. Jen and Tim show mug. Smooth sip to the lip. I mean, it'll be a chunky sip to the lip or a thick sip to the lip, but...
Oh, use the cup still, for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drink your Nog out of the Jen and Tim show mug.
It is versatile. We've talked about that before. So maybe it is. It can be very Nog aware. It's true.
Try it.
Sure? Tasty
by
Tuesday?
By yourself.
Okay. I knew that was going to happen. All right. Good morning. I have something sad to report.
What?
I think it's accurate. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So I was planning on eating my car yesterday.
Eating in your car?
Yeah.
What? A taco?
Yes. I believe already Taco Bell has gotten rid of like the Y2K generations, whatever the menu was.
Oh, no.
I went through the drive-thru yesterday. I was starving. My daughter had gymnastics and I'm on my way to grass. I got to get something to eat. I'm right by Taco Bell. I don't hate that stop at all. And I think I'm going to get my double-decker, the chili cheese burrito. I'm going to get one of each. Like that is enough.
Tell me you don't eat that while you're driving too, the chili cheese.
That's trickier than the hard shell. Because it is very runny.
The fact that Jen, you readily know.
I don't know why you're trying to shell shame me, but I'm going to continue on.
I always think of you eating these things in the car while you're driving, and it stresses me out.
You have to know. You have to know how to defend, because the chili cheese burrito can squirt out the other side.
Oh, God.
I don't mean to be gross and use the word squirt, but you know what I mean.
A bib anyway, or something. Okay.
It's gone. So I went through the drive-thru and I looked at the menu and I just left. I said, can I get you something, sir? I said, I'm good. It was only there for like, I feel like 2 weeks.
Why didn't you just get like something else?
I was disappointed. I lost my appetite instantly.
The bean paste that you like that holds the shell to the shell or whatever.
That's the double decker, the bean paste.
Oh, that's gone?
Yes.
But don't they still have the stuff to make it? Can't you just ask them?
Probably. I just was, now they have some fiery options, some $9 box. And I was like, I don't want to spend $9.
I need a custom taco, please.
Yeah.
To eat in my car.
Can I do, hey, how's the bean paste looking back there? All right. So I need you to smack a soft shell and a hard shell. We're not going to call it a double decker because you got it off the menu.
Right.
But I need you to improvise. Maybe I'll try that next time.
Yeah.
You have any of that chili cheese left? Because I'm going to need it. So I don't know. I was very excited that came back and I went to get that yesterday and it looks like it's gone. I don't know if we have any Taco Bell.
Lexi is going to be very upset about that. She loved it. She was like delighted it was back and was going to get the stuff all the time.
Okay.
And I told her you loved it. I told her about the lettuce in your belt and all that.
If I happen to be incorrect, or we have a Taco Bell insider, DM us or 216-343-1021. I know yesterday where I was at, it was not there. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. This is the first of, well, at least two segments that producer Stevie will be in the studio with us.
I have another one.
Yes. I've been going back and forth. And we're getting to Stevie on the socials.
We are. Oh.
I have said this before. I will say this again, and I will say this as long as I'm on the air and on this show. We have the best listeners ever. This is a family. This is a Jen and Tim Show community. The way we can go back and forth and help each other and teasing me and whatever it is, I believe, unique, and I will always say that. In that vein, the amount of conversations that I have had over the last 2 days about your tires and your tire pressure, Katrina, I think her last name is Doherty.
Yeah.
Katrina, I have gone back and forth the last 18 hours, off and on, of course, with Katrina. And just starting by, did she ever get her, you know, basically address the tire pressure because your PSI was at 6 instead of 36? And she even said, I told her we're going to talk about that at 7:10. She says, Tim, I'm going to be in my car, and then I'm going to be on my desk, and I'm going to listen the entire time to see exactly what's going on with Stevie.
It's definitely worth listening
Jen
to.
Jen has all the updates.
I have a lot of information.
No. It's Aunt Jen.
Aunt Jen.
Aunt Jen will have all the information.
Like they could hear this.
Including the phone call that we have at 7:10.
I can't.
I'm just saying, if you have maybe usually a son or daughter or somebody that pays you no mind, that gives zero cares about what you say, you need to either stick around or come back at 7:10.
100%.
Let alone what's in proximity to your home.
I can't. Okay, that, no. There's so...
This actually probably would be from 7:10
so
to...
So much...
Sorry, Jill. We're going to be on until 11.
There is really no update.
There is no update.
There's just
dancing around the update. I mean, the update is the same.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that... But
that's in the works.
The last update we gave didn't have this newest piece that should come to fruition.
Fair.
And hasn't.
That was long. That's 7:10. We do have a Stevie on the socials next.
Well, very different topic. We're talking about the hurricane. There is some TikTok creators who went on a yoga retreat to Jamaica. And then there's some updates, some stories, and they were kind of sharing what's going on with the hurricane. So we're going to break that down.
So like if it was you, would you have tried to leave the island, or would you have stayed through the hurricane?
I would have tried to leave. They also tried to leave.
They did, I know. It really is
scary
and sad, and for a lot of them, impossible to get out in the destruction and the ruin. TikTok takes you through it if you're really on, especially on your For You page. All right, so Stevie on the socials, that would be next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
As Hurricane Melissa has made headlines as it rapidly developed into a Category 5 storm, becoming the first in history to make direct hit on Jamaica, there is an influencer named Nicole who has posted to her over almost 700,000 followers live updates of her experience on the island during the storm. So if you're wondering why she's there, so she was on a yoga retreat to Jamaica with 14 other girls, and most of the girls got out. They didn't have any commercial flights to leave. Basically, she is best friends with the girl who was running the retreat, and the girl who was running the retreat said she's not leaving till everyone gets out, and her and the other friend decided to stay with her. So the three of them stayed till the end, and by the time that everyone else got out, they were stuck. There was no more commercial flights leaving. One of the girls isn't from America, and she called her embassy, and they got her on a flight, and she said that the flight had no seats on it. She was sitting with the flight attendant, so they were trying to get everyone out, as many people as they could, but most of the people were able to get out. She stayed. She's been updating her fan base and just people in general. I mean, these are getting millions of views. People have not followed her because, of course, she's sending these updates. She did tell everybody that they are in a good spot because they are high up on a hill and then they're in a house that was built with safety precautions and like very much like a storm house. And she wants everyone to think of the people that live there that can't get out, that don't have as much safety, and that they're doing okay. But of course, she hasn't updated since like yesterday morning. And so everyone's worried that her last video has like 4 million views. But, of course, there's probably, you know, no internet, no Wi-Fi. You can't just hop on TikTok and update people. But it is interesting to see, like, with social media, how you can get, like, really an in-depth look besides just, like, news. You have people that are there, whether it's people that live there that are posting, people that are stuck there. And it's just so interesting to see the videos.
Yeah, those people don't have to follow rules to tell you the story. It can just be.
And I don't like watching news people just like out there in the middle of the storm. It stresses me out.
It stresses me out,
I'm
too.
Like, let's.
Well, especially in this day and age, like you can have drones and everything else. Why they send the Weather Channel on the bank of whatever?
I don't. Dude out
right.
there,
I've never like, really understood that. I understand what they're trying to do and be in the middle of the storm and everything else. I mean, it's dangerous. You're supposed to, you know, obviously be leaving there. I wonder if anybody, I mentioned this a couple of minutes ago, my niece is supposed to be heading down there in 2 weeks. That I would imagine clearly is not happening. I'm guessing that's the case. Maybe anybody know somebody that's there or was planning a trip there and then this hit, because those hurricanes, you know, this isn't like this has this massive path of a month and you can change some things. These things pop up and next thing you know, it goes from a tropical storm to a category 3, 4, 5 in a matter of a week.
Yeah, they were talking. They were like, we don't know if we should go or not because you just never fully know till you're there. I mean, hindsight's 2020, so it's a tough call. Plus now they were saying like the hurricane might be the easier part, like dealing with the hurricane itself. That's the aftermath that's really
mudslides and all sorts of things.
It's not like
they're
going to be able to just get on a flight out of there with all the damage. So
yep.
Stevie, I want to ask you one more question about this because I'm curious if you have the answer from all the people you've watched on social media, and it has to do with the flights getting out. So I just want to address something and see if you've seen people talk about it.
Yeah, you can certainly weigh in. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Continuing with Stevie on the socials, talking about Hurricane Melissa.
I do have a question for you, but I want to say Rochelle just sent us a message. She says, I'm supposed to port on a cruise November 12th in Jamaica and wake up there for my 50th birthday. I still haven't heard anything yet.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't go. I don't know who you need to hear from, but maybe it's us.
Yeah, I would take Stevie's advice with a PSI of 6 for 7 weeks.
I don't mess with the hurricane.
I'm kidding with you.
Here's my question, though. Yes. We're talking about, you know, that influencer you were talking about and the yoga retreat and the girls trying to get out.
Yes.
How are the flights getting out? I mean, I know it's pre-weather before it hits, but I mean, are these like turbulent, terrible, windy flights because it's pre-hurricane?
No, because they have the calm before the storm.
It's the calm before the
storm.
She was
showing like how eerie and creepy it is because it was so calm. And then, of course, that
everything
means,
just
yes.
hits
and
afterwards.
And that's when they're getting these flights. Of course, right as it's approaching, that's when the weather turns. It gets horrible
right
before the eye hits. But
And the flights know better enough to that. Obviously, yes. They stopped flying at a certain point.
Yes. Yeah, so they were stuck there before the hurricane hit, of course. Like, and to them, it was like, oh, like if you look, it doesn't look horrible, but they have a cutoff. So they had a cutoff before it got really bad.
Rochelle's talking about this. We were just talking about it off the air, talking about the cruises. I mean, these cruise ships that are in that area and are just clearly avoiding the area, whether they're heading well west or well east of, you know, Hurricane Melissa's path. I mean, I don't know. And Rochelle, please keep us updated because I'm very curious, because November 12th is 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
And if this island is, I don't want to use the word destroyed, but clearly catastrophic event. I mean, you had it during the three things you need to know. I mean, this is a declaration of emergency and you're supposed to be docking there. I would be thinking that is not happening and they're moving that. And I mean, trust me, any of us that have had a vacation, you work really hard, you have the kiddos, you're doing your job. Like, there's a lot of things going on, and to plan this and look forward to it, especially a big 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
You want everything to go well. You want to go to Jamaica. You've had this planned, but you have to brace for, I don't know, a different port, a different island, something else going on. But I mean, I hope it all works out, but I don't know about that.
Yeah. And I mean, that's something like you were saying, we have to see what the aftermath is here in the next, you know, week or so now that it's all hit, once it calms down, and you have to see, I mean, they have called it a disaster area now, the prime minister.
Yeah. Well, category 5 hitting.
Yeah.
On an island.
It's bad.
Thank you for the DM, Rochelle. We appreciate that. I guess I'm going to start.
There's so much.
I know.
Are we organizing our thoughts on this? Because there's a lot of Stevie updates, yet none at all.
If you listened last week, and even if you don't, once again, we do podcast the shows. You can go through your Odyssey app. There's several ways you go to Jen and Tim show and kind of catch up because you're busy. We understand that. You can listen every second of all the show. I'm on the show. I don't listen every second of the show.
That's fair.
So Stevie has, I'm sorry, I'm talking about this again. So it's a week ago today, Stevie talked about her tire pressure. They're supposed to be at a 36 PSI. Her one tire is at 6. So I want to enter into the conversation Katrina, who is a concerned listener, who texts, hold, let me see. This was after the show yesterday. Wait. I must have missed it. Did Stevie get tires?
Because obviously when you have a PSI of 6 and you have to keep refilling the tire and it keeps going back down to 6, you need a new tire.
Yeah, there's a nail in it. There's something going on. Something's with the rail. Something's
need
wrong.
Need it checked.
Something's wrong.
Right.
More than likely you need a new one. Mm-hmm. At the very least, you need a plug of some sort. So I reply, heck no, she didn't. Katrina, are you kidding? 4 exclamation points. Nope. Trust me. We will mention this around 7:10. Oh, there's also audio of a phone call. And Katrina says, I will be listening. I'll be in the car and then I will be at my desk. And we're at 7:07 right now. So we're close to that time frame.
So there was a phone call that happened last week. Like you and I, we're doers. We like to check things off our list. We like to handle things. We like to get things done. And with the Stevie situation, we really wanted to help her because this was a stressful situation. She used to fill her tires with air every day. So I was like, Stevie, I'm gonna make a call for you. I'm gonna make a call for you. And you agreed with me. You helped me find the place, like you told me where to call. Mm-hmm. And I made a call for her.
So that's probably a great place to continue. Is we have the call.
I can't believe you recorded me talking because
I hit record, you didn't even know.
I didn't even know it. I also told a little lie, and then that's recorded.
Yeah, there's the lies recorded.
I can't. And then I listened back to this audio. I'm like, wow, I'm a terrible liar because you can hear me lying.
Remember, we had Stevie's mom on last week.
Yeah,
this is the whole thing. Jen's phone call with the tire place, and then we'll also bring in producer Stevie for the latest update. This is all happening next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Hey, Stevie.
Hello.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Tired talk continues.
Again, there's so much. I don't even know.
We
know what we will do because we do have to compartmentalize this in all seriousness.
I know.
So Katrina brought it up, and we had more people that brought it up. I'm just reading Katrina's because it was yesterday in a more of an in-depth conversation.
But I forgot I was at her house yesterday.
That's next. That's, I mean, seriously. with a remedy next door. Like that.
I cannot.
So we're going to get to the call. Can you kind of set this call up? Because, I mean, I did leave the studio. I just hit record, and I know that we're trying to take – there was an actionable plan.
So we – wanted to help Stevie. Stevie doesn't like making phone calls. We learned that. We know that from Stevie. Her mother also told us that when we called her live on the air last week. So I was like, Stevie, I'm going to make this call for you. Because I don't mind making the phone call. And I was like, I'll just call. I'll see if we can get you these tires. Let's get you in today. Because we worry about Stevie. I don't want her driving unsafely. This like stresses me out daily. I'm like texting her in the afternoon. Are you safe? Did you drive to work today? Like, what are you doing?
I made an appointment online. Apparently that wasn't good enough, so we needed to physically
call
them.
Well, you made an appointment for like days away, so mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to call. We're going to get you in today.
Well, here we are.
That didn't work.
Let's get to the call.
I have a vehicle that needs 4 new tires. Is that something that could happen?
Yeah, we can get you in there today. Can I get a name for the order?
I am calling for my niece, and she needs to get this done because her tire pressure keeps coming up at 6.
Did you say 6?
So what would be the total cost?
Wow. We're looking at around $1,000, I think.
Yeah, they're way too high. I mean, she was looking at those Firehawk AS just because of the price range.
We don't have those on hand, but she can get them and we can install them.
This is right where we need to be. This is perfect. So is this something she can get done today, then?
We can get that done today. Your name is Jen, right?
My name's Jen, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just needs to bring the tires, or I can order them to be shipped here from corporate. If not today, we can do it on Monday.
So, I'm sorry. Quick question before you do that. If you do get them today, like, I mean, she's looking to get it done, like, sooner than later. Would it be this afternoon? Because...
Yeah, we might get them back this afternoon. I just need to push the order through.
Oh, she could. Okay, good. Okay, perfect.
So that didn't happen.
Well, he called.
You are now Aunt Jen.
I'm now Aunt Jen. And the guy's...
I didn't realize how much you stuttered before saying...
I know. It's so odd because I was... Listen, in that moment, I was like, what do I say? He's like, well, what do you need your tires? I'm like, well, it's not for me. It's for my... And then I'm like, what am I going to say? My coworker who's too afraid to make phone
calls.
Yes.
See, if I would have called, I actually would have said that.
That's not nice.
I know it's not nice, but it would have been the truth.
God love this guy. He calls me back. He's like, hey, Jen, blah, blah, blah. I'm calling about your niece. You know, you said your niece sneezes. And I'm like, oh, my God, this has become so prevalent. And then I was like, well, here, I have to give you my niece's phone number. You're going to have to call her. And then everything went downhill from there when I passed the reins to Stevie.
Yes.
Took in my own hands.
So then we fast forward to yesterday and we fast forward to today to see exactly where we're at in the tire drama. It continues. It's not over. Oh, it is not over.
No. I am calling for my niece.
I thought we played that off so much more chill.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
It only further proved to me what a terrible liar I am. You will know I'm lying ever if I stutter like that.
He doesn't seem to know because he called me and said, hey, talk to your Aunt Jen. And I said, oh, my Aunt Jen.
So I feel like the next update after today, because it will not happen today. And to be honest, I don't know when it's going to happen.
Well, today,
will be the tires are on the car and we're good to go. But that's not where we're at right now.
Mm-mm. Correct. That's where we hope to be.
Well, Stevie got a ride to work yesterday, and then she asked me for a ride home, and which, of course...
She has been doing that.
Yes.
So she has been doing her due diligence, knowing that this tire situation is bad, which is very, very smart.
So I drove her home yesterday. We had a lovely time, and I pull into her driveway, and I see her car sitting there, and Stevie immediately is saying as we're pulling up, "Oh, she's not looking good.
It was looking she's not looking than I thought.
Like she knows, you know, that this is already bad." So I walk up to her vehicle with her, and I was trying to take photos. It really doesn't show in photos quite how flat it looks.
And it felt pretty solid. You said
yes, I did. I even touched the tire. I'm like, "Oh, you can't."
What do you mean felt pretty solid?
It feels really not flat.
Loosey.
It doesn't. Exactly. Mm-mm. It doesn't feel loosey, but it looks very flat. So I am then, and I know.
Are you aiding her? What do you mean it didn't feel that bad?
No. It felt fine. It looked terrible.
Okay.
So then I'm like, how do I leave her here? Because I know she has to go somewhere in the afternoon. How do I leave her here with this vehicle? Because I know she's not going to do anything.
We know this.
I'm like, Stevie, do I need to drive you somewhere? Like, what can I do? How can I help? So I then notice right next door. And when I say right next door, I mean, if you were standing in between two houses and you put your arms out, you could touch each of them with each arm. Right next door is a car repair place with a sign on the front. And I know there's a sign on the front because I walked over to see if they have air. I'm like, Stevie, let's, I said, have
she
you
was
walked?
Really investigating.
Well, because it's a car repair place. Literally right next door to her house. I said, Stevie, have you talked to these people? No, she hasn't. Have you seen if they have
to their dog? They have a dog at the place.
Okay. They have a dog. So I say, have you checked to see?
Come here, Tread.
Do they have air at this place? Because she's driving on her tire, which could possibly damage the rim. This is a car place. Do they have air? Could you put air in at this where you physically
or a tire? Like
anything.
The end of your yellow brick road is 500 feet from your house.
Not even.
Okay, you were there. I was not there.
Not even. We walk around. I don't see air anywhere.
There's nobody there.
Nobody works there.
You're missing the best part. There's no air. And I'm like walking through this parking lot. I'm looking on the building. Like, is there an air pump somewhere? And Stevie says to me, well, they have a whole nother entrance in the back. It's in my backyard. The entrance to the car place is in her backyard attached to her backyard, which she hasn't explored that either. Then 500 feet away or so, there's a gas station on the corner. Again, I said, Stevie, is there air at that gas station? To which you said, what? I don't know.
I didn't know.
She didn't know.
I learned there is, and now that's where I went.
So I drove. I said, I'm going to drive there. I'm going to look and see if they have air there, because she was going to drive far to get air somewhere.
Well, because that one costs money. The other one's free, you know.
So I drove there.
Save $3.
And I did take a photo of it and said, yes, they have air. You can go here to get air. It's such a mess, Tim.
So, and then we'll get to three things.
I could go on.
I know you could, and I'm absolutely okay with that. But so, the tires are going to be put on when they're on order.
Mm-hmm. Well, Aunt Jen needs to call him and ask for an update.
Oh, I need to call?
I'm you calling today. Have to. There's have no to. Way you can trust her to call anything.
Because I'll call him later.
The guy,
no, she will not call no, him later. Won't. Later as in December.
He was supposed to call me last night and he didn't. That's not my fault.
Because the tires are supposed to come in today because they're being like shipped from somewhere. It's like a whole thing. But we got a good price, so we wanted to get those tires. Yeah. But when he called her, he said they wouldn't come till Wednesday, and she, of course, accepted that. I don't know.
See, I said, yeah, if there was ever, right.
If there was ever an endorsement opportunity, I can't yes. I mean, are you kidding me right
1,000%.
Now? 1,000%. Take a video of her going there.
1,000%. 1,000%. And Stevie, when she did talk to the guy, finally, her text back to me was, "This, you see, this is when I needed you on the phone, Aunt Jen, because...
probably would have said, how about, do we have any other tires here for
correct.
Now?
Right.
But all right. It just makes me anxious. I just said, all right, cool. Sounds great.
I'm sorry for the long update. But Katrina, I mean, we didn't have people asking.
Tires.
And
it's in the works.
It is still in the works. The very next update you get will be that there are tires on the car. We just wanted to hit you with the update.
We think.
I'm a little nervous.
About what?
We asked last week for movie suggestions to kick off this battle. We are now down to the Freaky Four. Halloween themed movies, scary themed movies, non-scary themed movie, whatever your favorite is. Maybe your family has a go-to movie you watch this time of year and you love it. That's great. I get nervous because, and I think this is happening again. We used to do the candy battle.
Oh,
why
yeah.
do we no longer do the candy
because
battle?
Because Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, one, it was just, there was no contest. It was not even... There was no reason to do it. It was a landslide.
And if you didn't include it, that doesn't make any sense. It has
correct.
To be included.
Always the winner.
I mean, 90 percentile, crazy. It wins. We stop doing the lights. I mean, everything else is battling for second place. So stop doing that. So I think to myself, oh, this would be great. The scary or Halloween movie battles. I think just due to the comments and due to the voting, once again, we're down to the Freaky Four. We're not down to the finals yet. I think we have the Reese Peanut Butter Cup of movies, and I'm very nervous about this.
I'm not sure on that. I have a theory.
Okay. So that is all next. I cannot wait to hear your theory about this. It is narrowed down to what we're calling the Freaky Four on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, battling out these Halloween movies.
Well, what's your fear? What do you, not fear, but like, what do you think is going to happen?
So here's the four. You can vote now, Jen and Tim Show. We're going to share these over to Star 102 on all the socials as well. And this is according to you. We asked for your suggestions
right.
and your favorites last week. Absolutely.
Any Halloween movie. No categorization of it.
The first battle that has been whittled down is the original Halloween, which is my concern for the peanut butter and chocolate, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup of movies, because there were so many comments. By far and away, people mention Halloween. It is battling Friday the 13th, and it is early. We just launched. It's 50 votes in. Like, that's nothing. But it is landslide victory at this point in time. Things can change. We have all day. We'll launch the final two tomorrow.
Of course.
The other one, which is your favorite, is Hocus Pocus battling It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Two totally different movies. They're not scary, you know, that type of thing.
Well, what's funny is it's going to... And you know, say we were to make the final two right now, it would be It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown against the original Halloween.
If it keeps on this path, absolutely.
If it keeps on this path, very significantly different movies. And you think Halloween is just going to take it all, right? Is that what you're saying? Because
yeah,
you think people love Halloween.
Because of the comments and because of the votes right now, I do have that fear.
But here's the thing. More people have voted in the Hocus Pocus, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown battle, meaning more people are passionate about having the Charlie Brown film win. So wouldn't it be held? Only like 50 people have voted in the Halloween Friday the 13th one. Won't it be funny if Halloween goes up against Charlie Brown and Charlie Brown wins it? Because
you would
immediately think it's going to be Halloween.
I do.
More people are voting for the Charlie Brown poll.
You're right, they are.
I know. That's my theory. So maybe, just maybe, Halloween is not the Reese's Pieces Cup or the Reese's Cup of this survey.
I also love that somebody with the last name Voorhees voted.
No.
Yes. Steve is his first name and a top fan. I think that is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
We should actually get to a couple of these comments, including a comment about the It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. We will get to those coming up in 4 minutes. I didn't think about this, but that is next. To cast your vote, you can. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Which is the better movie, your favorite movie? Is it the original Halloween that's battling Friday the 13th or Hocus Pocus and It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
You know, I was just going to ask you what you voted for, because I haven't voted, but I haven't voted because I haven't seen any of these four movies.
I do not understand.
I just realized
how
that.
I take so much heat for not watching Titanic. I'm arguably known for that.
You're known for that.
And well, I've seen many other movies, and you've mentioned, I mean, I understand if you haven't seen The Godfather, you mentioned haven't seen The Godfather. Like, some of these are a long time ago or just maybe not your genre or whatever. I understand all that. To not have seen, has anybody else not seen any of these movies? Hocus Pocus, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, original Halloween, Friday the 13th.
Nope.
I'll be honest with you right now, and I don't really want to admit this on the air. I've seen everyone, but Hocus Pocus I've never seen.
Yeah, I've never seen any of these. And I would like to see Hocus Pocus because, well, I like the cast and I love all the buzz around it. And they did the release of the second one last year. But like the reason you take heat for Titanic is it's one of the highest grossing films of all time. It's not my genre, if you will. So I couldn't even, I was going to go vote and I'm like, how do I vote on these? I haven't seen them. It's an unfair vote.
So do you want to see any of these movies? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Do you want to see, you mentioned during this battle, you've never watched Hocus Pocus, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, the original Halloween or Friday the 13th?
If I had to pick one, I would say yes, a Hocus Pocus, because I've never seen it and I'd love to. There's such a cult following of that film.
The battle continues all day. You can vote. Then we'll be the final two tomorrow. Terrible two? Whatever. No, it's terrible.
I don't think
twos.
You can say terrible. So,
we'll figure it out. There'll be alliteration there. You wanted to get on this. Please go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm a bit stunned. How has Jen never seen any of those four movies? They're pretty big Halloween movies.
Well, it's funny because I haven't seen any of them but the Charlie Brown one, and I've never seen Titanic.
Oh, my gosh. That's even better.
She's
That's
like
hilarious.
A blend of Jen and Tim.
Yes. You are the Jen and Tim show. It's 45 degrees in Fairview Park, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Hurricane Melissa bringing severe flooding to Cuba now, making landfall as a Category 3 hurricane early this morning. It's now moving north after devastating Jamaica. The Blue Jays took Game 4 in the World Series. The series is now tied at 2. They play again tonight at 8 o'clock. Dunkin' unveiled their holiday menu lineup. So what's new this year? A bacon jam grilled cheese.
Like you're saying jam like jelly, like a bacon and jam and.
I bet that's good.
I go there almost every morning, so I'm not ripping them.
Do you, have you ever had the appetizer that's like a cream cheese with a pepper jelly on it? I don't know why I keep thinking it's going to taste like that.
Oh, maybe.
Although
just maybe the jelly and jam, not a huge fan.
There's nothing that says pepper jelly in this, but in my head, that's what it reminds me of.
So what is it again? I'm sorry. What is it called?
Well, Tim, it's a bacon jam grilled cheese, but there's also the ultimate bacon jam breakfast sandwich.
So bacon and jam and cheese?
Yes.
Nobody eats that.
I feel like that sounds good.
Okay.
And then the cookie butter cloud latte. I've never tried any of the cookie butter lattes. You know, I'm
they're
obsessed
sweet
with cookie
and
butter.
Yes.
Have you had one?
Cookie butter. There was
a local place that had it,
yes, and I've had it before, and I thought it was good, but I also like sweet stuff, and I thought it was sweet.
Well, and then there's the Berry Sangria Dunkin' Refresher. I thought sangria was alcoholic.
It's now Dunkin' After Dark.
But like, what's sangria? Like, you just don't add the alcohol? What is sangria?
Yeah, sangria, it's the wine, it's all the fruits, it's all the, you're right, it normally is like a red wine base. I think it could probably be white wine base.
I don't know. How are we getting sangria?
Sangria Dunkin'?
That's what I'm saying!
What cup are they serving that in?
I don't know. Sounds like a good time.
Duncan Carafe.
They need the Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. All right. The menu available beginning November 5th. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.